one of the unique forms of torture that that people who are not Kohanim do to their children is during Birchas Kohanim, we make them stand under our talis where there's no air and it's stifling. And the reason we do this is because we want to protect their eyes, because if they see the hands of the Kohanim, then it's going to cause them to something. They're going to go blind, or something bad is going to happen if they see the hands of the Kohanim, because the Shechina is there. Here's the problem. There is a Gemara, Meseches Chagiga Daf Tes Ayin Amar Aleph, where this all comes from. The Gemara says that that Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani Mitorgamani Dereish Lakish Kolam Estakel B'Shlosha Devarim In of Kehos. If there are three things that you look at, they can make your eyes go dim. B'Keshes U'B'Nasi U'B'Kohanim. The Keshes, a rainbow, a Nasi, and the Kohanim. The Gemara goes through Psukim for each one. And it tells us, Vayter in the Gemara, that some was Mistakel B'Kohanim. Bizman Shebeis Hamigdash Kayam. When the Beis Hamikdash was around, Shayu Omdin al Duchanon Umavarchim Yisrael v'Shem Hamefarash. When they used the Shem Hamefarash to bless Klal Yisrael, that's where it's going to be a problem. Vein of Chayos, because that's where the Shechina is really there. Bisman Azeh, there's no Shechina al Kishrei Etzbo Sehem, and there's no such concern. So why do we torture our children like this? Why do we put them under the talis and protect them from watching? Do we really need to cover our eyes? Do we really need to shield ourselves? Do the Kohanim need to shield their own eyes? What's the halacha over here? So there are two basic reasons as to why we don't look at the hands of the Kohanim. The first is that Gemara in Meseches Chagiga. And the Marsha says, even when you talk about the Marsha over there, Chagiga says, even when we talk about the Shechina being on their hands, it can't literally mean the strongest presence of the Shechina is on their hands. Because if that were true, lo yirani ha'adam v'chai, a person, Hashem says, a person can't see the Shechina and live. You can't even survive from this. So it would be a lot worse than Ein of Chayos. It means some remnant of some presence of the Shechina that's actually there. But the second reason is based on the Mishnah. In the Yerushalmi in Megillah, Yerushalmi expounds on the Mishnah, Kohen sheyesh biyad of mumin lo yisos kapav. So Kohen who has a mum, Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Megillah, Kohen who has a mum on his hands should not do nesias kapayim. Rabbi Yudah omer af misha yad of tzvuos istis. Even if a person has like a blue coloring on his hands, also lo yisos kapav. Why? Mepresha am mistaklin bo. Because people are going to look at it. Says the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, omer Rabbi Yosa, Zosa meres sha'osu listakav b'kohanim. That you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim when they're being Mevarech Yisrael, and it seems that the reason is, the Gemara over there says, it's because of Hesech Hadas, that it's because a person is going to be distracted and they're not going to be focused on the bracha, they're going to be too distracted by what they see. The Gemara Meseches Megillah, the Meiri rather, Meseches Megillah and the Chaf and Beis says the reason not to look at the Kohanim B'Shas Nesias Kapayim is because it's going to take away your Kavana. It's going to ruin your Kavana. So two reasons why not to look at the hands of the Kohanim, either because of the Shechina somehow ruining your eyes, or because of Kavana, Nafkamina, Bisman Azeh. But there's no Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they're not being Mevarech B'Shem HaMefarash, and therefore you don't have any presence of the Shechina. So according to the first reason that we said in the Bavli, that the Shechina Shara L'Yadayim, there should be no Issur to look at the Kohanim. According to the reason the Yerushalmi has Chadas, there should be an Issur. Another potential Nafkamina is it an Issur to see, or an Issur to be Mistakel? Is it Ri'iya Ba'alma, or only to gaze intently? One could make the argument that according to the first reason, that it's because of the Shechina, that it's usher even for a short period of time to look at the Shechina, that could have a negative effect on a person. Even take a quick glance, whereas if it's about Hesech Hadas, a quick glance is not going to be so distracting. It's only if you focus on it that it's going to be distracting. Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim is in Kuf Chav Ches Siv Chav Gimel writes, B'shoa Shokhanim Mevarchan Am Ha'am Yichavnu Levrachav Yupneim Keneged Pnei HaKohanim V'lo Yistaklu Behem. Lo Yistaklu Behem. Don't be mistakel. Not don't see it. Sounds like it's more of a reason of Hesech Hadas, that you're not allowed to be mistakel. Although, in all honesty, from the context of Chagiga Daf Tes Zayin, the Gemara compares this to looking at a rainbow. Are you not allowed to see a rainbow, or you're not allowed to gaze at a rainbow? It's clearly only an issue of gazing, because you have to see a rainbow in order to make the bracha. Right? We have a bracha that we say upon seeing it, so obviously you're allowed to see it, you're just not allowed to gaze at it. The Be'er Hetiv says from the Lashon Mistakel that the Shulchan Aruch uses, though, sounds that that's the only issue to be mistakel at the hands of the Kohanim. But Ri'iya Ba'alma is going to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Peites over there says Medina only a stakless is aser because Yachal Lavulidei has a Chadas, because it could lead to Hasachadas. But Ri'iya Ktsas is permissible, And it was only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Shayakayim that and the Shechina was really there, that you weren't even allowed to do Re'iyah Ketzah. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly understands that even looking, if the Shechina were there, even looking for a quick moment, would be a problem. Tosfos in Maseches Chagiga points out that when the Gemara says Kol Mestakel B'Shlosh Dvarim Ein Avcheilos, it's difficult. It's a kasha on Rashi. Rashi writes on the Gemara Megillah Chavdalar and Beis in the Mishnah Megillah that Sha'am Mestakel Bo V'Amrin B'Chagiga Mestakel B'Kwanim B'Shlosh Nosi Kafeim Ein Avcheilos. So says Tosos Halesa the Maskinu the Dafka B'Zman Shabbos Hayakayim. Rashi associates the Isser to look at the Kohanim with the idea of Ein of Chaos, and Tosfos says, no, nowadays, it's not Ein of Chaos anymore. It's not that your eyes are going to go blind. It's simply that that you're going to be distracted. It's a totally different din. And that's the reason for the Yisr. La Halacha, the Rambam Paskins and Hilchot Tefillin, Mesias Kapayim, Perek Yudal, Halacha Zayin, he quotes this the issue about the Kohanim themselves. He says, "Kshiyu Kohanim Mevarchen Asam Lo Yabitu Ba'am V'Lo Yasichu Daitan." Kohanim also have to be focused. If it's an issue, there's another nafkamina. If it's an issue of well, may not be nafkamina. Either way, Kohanim also are not allowed to look at the Shechina, and they also can't. They also have to be focused on the bracha that they're giving. So the Kohanim that are Mevarich also have to be careful not to have Hesgadas, and therefore they shouldn't even look at their own hands when they're mevarich, and that's what Shulchan Aruch paskens in Sifchav Gimel. B'shalosh Hakohen mevarich ma'am lo yabitu v'lo yosichu daitam. The Kohanim themselves are not allowed to look; they can't have a hashadas. They're not allowed to look at their own hands. So there are. So what do we do? What do the Kohanim do? So Beis Yosef in Simkuf Chav Ches says the minig is that the Kohanim would be mishal shel talis shel mitzvah al pnei v'yadeim. They'd cover their face and their hands with the talis shel mitzvah. The Rama in Sifchav Gimel quotes two deos if the Kohanim's hands should be outside the talis or inside the talis when they're mevarich. The first day is the Kohanim should not be mistakel b'yadeim, and therefore they should cover their hands with the talis. They should have their face inside the talis and their hands outside the talis. This way they won't be mistakel at their own hands. Whereas yesh mekom al shenagu that the yadeim, that the hands are inside the talis also, so that the people won't be able to be mistakel at their hands, so that the that they're being mevarich won't be able to be mistakel at the hands of the Kohanim. Mishnah Berurah writes that the first minhag that the Rama quotes, that the hands are outside the talis, is the more correct of the two minhagim. Rav Shachtovi says, the more correct of the two minhagim is that their hands should be outside the talis because they're being mevarich with their hands, so there shouldn't be a hafzik between the people and the hands of the Kohanim. The minhag of all Kohanim that I asked is, are you coming? No, coming. The minhag of all Kohanim that I asked is that the hands are covered in the talis. I think that's the pretty widespread minhag, but Mishnah Berurah says that that's not ideal. Rav Shachtovi also thought that that's not ideal. The Gra in his Bira Gra in Shulchan Aruch proves from Megillah of Gimel and Beis that we said Shabbatim lo yisu kapayim if neisham estakum b'hem, that if you have something wrong with your hands, you don't want people to be staring at it, so that's why they shouldn't do Mesias kapayim. The implication is that their hands were exposed, that their hands weren't covered. If their hands were covered, no one's going to be mistakel at anything. If they're so, it seems like the shita of the grud that their hands should be outside the talis. And Shulchan Aruch Harav, he quotes from the pasuk in yesterday's parsha, "Vayisa Aaron es yadav al am vayivarchem." So you see that the kohen should not put the talis over his hands at the time he sees kapayim, because there shouldn't be a chatzitza. In Shulchan Aruch, he says Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed Aleph, if the minhag amakom is l'shal shal kohanim talis al pneim, afilu yesh b'fanav biyadav kama mumin yisa es kapav. He says, if the minig is that they cover everything with talis anyway, then you don't have to worry about a mum. You could do it anyway. Says Rama, v'davkim yu yadav b'finim in a talis. Rama says it's only if you also follow the minig to keep your hands inside the talis. So again, it all depends on these two deos. Now, why nowadays are we still makbid not to look at the Kohanim at the time of Brichas Kohanim, even Re'iyah Ba'alma, even to glance? We mamish hide our kids under a talis. We don't even want to take a peek. We look down the whole time. So we just said one of the nafkaminas. Nowadays we don't have the Shechina there anymore, so at least Re'iyah Ba'alma should be mutter. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Lamed Hei says that it could be that it's a Zecher LeMikdash. That since Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Hayakayim, even Re'iyah Ba'alma was Aser. So nowadays it's a Zecher LeMikdash. We also keep the Yisr of Re'iyah Ba'alma. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, Os Nun Hei, he quotes a different reason. He says, it's Nachon Ma'ol B'Zohar Shelo Lahabit B'Kohanim Klal Afilu Re'iyah Ketzas. Why? Based on the Zohar. The Zohar says that even B'Sman HaZeh, there's some level of Hashras Hashchina there, and therefore even Bizman Azeh, we should be careful not to look at the Kohanim. So for whatever reason, whether it's Kabbalistic or whether it's a Zechel HaMikdash, people tend to be very careful about this. Someone asked me yesterday, at what age should the child not be under the talis? I don't know, there's no din that the child has to be under the talis. It's a minhag that you, in order to get the child to not look. So I thought that as soon as he knows not to look, as soon as he'll know on his own not to look. So if he says to you, Abba, I won't look, can I go out from under the talis? It's stifling in here. I can't stand it. So yeah, so then they say, someone's telling me that they've seen people where the minhag is where the bachrim till the age of 18, 19, 20, still going under their father's talis. I don't know where that comes from, if there's dafka kunst to that, if there's some reason for that. But it seems that the whole thing is just a minhag because of the zechel HaMikdash. That's why we don't look. And anyway, the Kohanim's hands are covered. So even what are they going to see already? Most of the Kohanim have the minhag. Right or wrong, rightly or wrongly, that seems to be the minhag that most of the Kohanim have, that they cover their hands anyway.